Oh, holy night. Amen and amen and amen. Well, it's just a few days before Christmas. There's only one more Sunday left in 2015. Can you believe that? You know, traditionally, Christmas is a time of giving of gifts, and probably many of you, like my wife, she has been out feverishly Christmas shopping. Anybody know anybody with her? Oh, you're the only one that's been out Christmas shopping, huh? Nobody else raised their hand. Well, I know she was yesterday. And I thank God that she does it, because that means I don't have to, you know. But you're trying to find whatever it is that the kids want or the grandkids want. And sometimes it's an aggravating process, you know. And seems like that some people, you know, they can't give the gifts they want to get, or they can't give the gifts that people really want. Some people are dealing with all kinds of negative circumstances. Some people just got their hands full just trying to get through the day, get some food, clothing, shelter, and transportation. But you know, one fella by the name of Robert Flatt said this: the giving of gifts is not something new. Man didn't invent it. God did. He started it all when he gave a gift beyond words, the unspeakable gift of his son. You know, Christmas for us is the ultimate victory. You know, it's the one gift that everybody can celebrate. No matter what your status is, no matter who you are, what you have, what you don't have, it is the one gift that we all can celebrate together. And you know, this gift, it didn't cost us anything except belief. Luke 2. We all know these scriptures. They'll be read hundreds of times and already have been read several times, but they'll be read maybe even thousands, maybe even millions of times in the next few days, especially on the 24th and the 25th, because it is what a lot of people do on Christmas Eve and other times. They'll be read again here, or portions of them, on the 24th. And it came to pass, Luke 2, and it came to pass in the days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to delivery. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said unto them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made it widely known, saying, the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, that's the Christmas story. But what does the birth of Jesus mean to you today? One thing it should mean to us, that through him, we gain the ultimate victory. So you could say Christmas, the ultimate victory. He came and was born to end Satan's rule over us. The birth of Jesus in Bethlehem was God coming to manifest himself in the flesh. Now, let's go back. We read from Luke 2. Now, let's go back and read from Luke 1, where the angel comes and talks to Mary about this great event. Luke 1, 32 and 33. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob and his kingdom there will be no end." We see that the angel told Mary that Christ would triumph over everything and reign forever. God sent his son to the earth to bring us freedom and victory. In fact, we know that in the epistles, Paul writes and says that we reign with him. Because he reigns, we reign. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, then mankind lost their being able to walk and talk with God, because Adam walked and talked with him. But then he became separated from God. And now Satan, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, became the god of this world, little g. Yeah, little g. And he rules with sickness and poverty and death, meaning spiritual death there. And therefore, the offspring of Adam, which is mankind, has lived separated from God. Satan thought he had won the victory. He had forever separated mankind. God's man that he created to walk with him, to talk with him, to fellowship with him. And if you go back and read in Genesis, that's what it says that man was created for. Now Satan thinks that he has forever separated God's man from him. Satan thought that mankind would never connect with God again. But then, for the rest of the story, the Christ child appeared. For what reason? To obtain victory over Satan. John, 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. The beauty of the Christmas story is that he came as a man and lived as a man to show that man could overcome. He died on the cross to forever take Satan's rule away from the man or mankind that would simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He grew up and he obtained that victory. According to the word of God in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be unto God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Then, and of course, Romans 8:37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. These are talking about victory. Talking about Christ's victory. Christ did not become the babe of Bethlehem for any reason except for us. He came so that our needs might be met spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, every way. Through the birth of that babe of Bethlehem that lay in the manger made of wood, he grew up and hung on a cross made of wood for the ultimate victory. And that's why I say Christmas, the ultimate victory. You know, 1 John 5:4 says this. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. We experience victory at the Christmas season because we believe in Jesus, the Son of God. You know, today I want to encourage you to believe that Christ came to give you victory over all of life's circumstances. Not just for salvation, but for life. It says in John 10:10, I have come, talking about Jesus, talking about himself, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, he just doesn't want us to have life. And so I say, oh yeah, that's talking about spiritually. Yes, it is, but it's talking about all life. He came and became the Christmas victory, the ultimate victory for you and for me. So that we once again could commune with God. One of these days we'll be there with him in reality. Now we are with him in spirit. It says those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God created a man. And he said, this is good. And he came down every day in the garden and walked with him and talked with him. And then Satan came in and deceived him. And he lost that status. He was separated from God. Christ did not become the babe of Bethlehem for any reason except for us. God said, okay, here's how it's going to be done. You're going to earth as the babe of Bethlehem. You will die on the cross as the Son of God. And you will redeem mankind from the rule of Satan. And he no longer will have control of the man we created. And we will be able to fellowship with him again. And your faith in Jesus Christ has made you the righteousness of God in Christ. And today, we stood and we sing the songs and we fellowshiped with God. We prayed and we fellowshiped with God. We fellowship with God because of the babe of Bethlehem that became the ultimate Christmas victory. Your faith in Christ will help you to make it through every difficult situation during this season. Your faith will activate that Christmas miracle and bring victory to your life. Today it's time to shout. It's a time to shout the victory. It's not the time for a pity party. It's the time for a victory party. Because as we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the greatest victory that has ever been won. And that is the victory over Satan and all of his kingdom. Because Jesus Christ came. All you have to do to enjoy the victory party, the ultimate Christmas victory, is activate your faith. And just do what the Word of God says. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, I'm paraphrasing, say with your mouth that you believe and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you will be saved. Activate your faith by believing the Christmas story and declaring what Christ has brought to you. Say it with me. Christ. Christmas. The ultimate victory. That victory was won a long time ago. But it's still available today. You know, I've played in games and we've seen some on the bowls started the umpteen million that they are now. Used to, when I was growing up, we had four bowls. We had the Cotton Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Orange Bowl, and that was it. Now you got, I think somebody said the other day there was 29 bowls or something like that. I don't know how many it was, you know. And I've won, but you know what? You win that victory, and you have the victory party, and that's all there is to it. It's all over. It's done. That victory's over. But this victory, the ultimate victory, Christmas, the ultimate victory, goes on and on and on and on and on. And we celebrate that every year. We get to celebrate it. But we should not just be celebrating it at this season. We should be celebrating Christmas, the ultimate victory, every day of our lives. The victory that was won so long ago is still available for us today. This is the time for you to start believing or to reactivate your believing and rise up and declare victory over Satan and his power in your life and begin to say and believe that God, through the ultimate victory of Christmas, will see you through every situation that you find yourself in. And he will deliver you and set you on high. And you'll shout and you'll rejoice. Because with Christ, you have won the victory. Yes. Heavenly Father, talk to these people for a few moments today. Just about having victory at this time of the year. Father, I thank you today that each of us would reevaluate ourselves this morning and make sure that we always celebrate the ultimate victory of Christmas. With heads bowed and eyes closed, if you happen to be in this place this morning and you would say, I need to celebrate the ultimate victory, Christmas, by accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Would you raise your hand, please? All of you, please, that you've never accepted Christ. Or you would say, Pastor Hagin, I know what it is to serve God, but I know that I need to rededicate my life to God. Would you raise your hands with these that are raising their hands? Or we'd say, I go to church, but I don't know whether I have ever accepted the ultimate victory of Christmas, Christ. And I want to have a no-so experience. The Bible says you can. Anybody, I know some hands have been raised, but anybody else on that one, on these three invitations, I want to pray for you and I want to pray with you. This is your hour. This is your time to change everything in your life forever. If you happen to be here this morning and you'd like to receive the biblical experience of being filled with the Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, we'll pray with you and you can be filled with the Spirit. Anybody want to be filled with the Spirit today? Raise your hand. Everybody stand, please. Now, I know we had at least a couple of hands. I think more, but I know a couple. I'm going to go right down front. If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to come right down here right now, and I want to shake hands with you, and I want to pray with you. Come on, right now. If you're standing there by somebody, ask them if they need to go down there. Tell them I'll walk down there with you. I'm waiting. I know we had some hands raised. I saw them. So I'm waiting for you. Come on. If you didn't raise your hand and you need to come, come on right now. I'm going to wait just a minute for you. I know a hand was, they said a couple of hands was raised. Don't leave here. If you raised your hand, make sure you get down here now. Or should have raised your hand. I wanted to raise your hand. Come on now. Somebody over here raised their hand. Somebody here raised their hand. Come on. We're going to wait just a moment. I'm not going to prolong this a whole long time. If you need to come, come now. The Word of God says, if you'll confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. I'm waiting. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this service today. Father, I know that a couple of hands were raised and others should. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will go with these people. You will work with them. And Father, I pray that they will not be happy doing anything till they stop and confess Jesus Christ as Lord of their Savior, as Lord and Savior. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, it's been a good service. Thank God for the ultimate Christmas victory. Christ, the ultimate Christmas victory.